that which I said last time in the Ramban. It was wrong. And it's not the Ramban. I was looking for a fresh approach, and I thought that I could put it into the concept of koach and shtei kochos that the Ramban stresses. But the Ramban, as Rav Bednarsh pointed out to me, is simply more of a rehash of chakiros we already spoke about. The first lashon dealing with the person who runs, stands, and is mekabel, and the second lashon is a person who runs, intercepts, and in that way does the hanocha. And then the question again is, do we view an interception as being the continuity of a person's original machshava? Because it's one person, so he's intercepting himself, which means he's basically catching. Or do we say, no, it's like two different people. It's like when he threw it, he had one intention. When he intercepted it, there was a different pu'ula, a totally new pu'ula, and then it would be more similar to Shnayim Sha'asuha. And again, it was not, we went through this already in terms of the difference between Zarak Va'amad and Okarmi Makomo V'Kibel. In other words, that this is what's expressed over here by the Ramban in his Tulashonos. So I apologize. I think it's nice for us to know the Rabbeinu David and all about gravity, etc. And I think that Lubet's question I could have answered by saying that you're throwing in a very, very narrow arc of four amos. That would be enough to have the arba amos birshus harabim, but still would allow for gravity basically to be the real force of the hanacha. But that's not the Ramban. Okay, so I apologize for saying something name of the Ramban which is not the Ramban.
Well, it is hard enough to get pshat in Ramban.
Okay, v'seder, but that's not, you know, it's so the Ramban is again a permutation on a theme that we already saw within Rashi. Although the Ramban again had Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa, and therefore he felt that had you had a different girsa, it would have fit in even better. But okay, that's according to Ramban. Okay, let's move over to the next sugya, the next statement of Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Avin, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hichnis yado letoch chotzer chaveiro v'kibel me gishamim. That will view as his maisa akira, and then v'hotzi. And so we have over here a ha'avara from rishus to rishus, and then he stops. That would be the hanocha chayav. Maskef la Rav Zeira, why in the world do we consider the concept of kibel megishamim as an akira? Mali hit ino chaveiro, mali hit ino shamayim. He didn't do an act. We spoke about the fact that when something is put on him, that's not an akira. Hit ino chaveiro, we saw enough gimel amadeis. So over here, the shamayim put these raindrops into his hand. Why would we call, in other words, that's the equivalent of hit ino chaveiro. We lack over here the akira. So the Gemara says, lo tema kibel ela kolat. So we have to bring him into the picture. So we bring him into the picture. Lo tema kibel, says Rashi, poshat yado v'yardu l'socha d'lo avid ma'isa. We don't view him as passively simply receiving an object from shamayim. Again, this is a real havamin of the Gemara. Kishahaya hakiluach yored, hika biyado achas, v'kiblo b'chaverta, da'ovid le akira. Now we have over here a maisa akira of deflecting the rain from where it normally would have fallen into his other hand. That would be a maisa akira, a meaningful maisa akira. And that's the chiddush of Rav Yochanan, that even though normally one is kolate from one is oker from a makom where an object is munach, over here we're dealing with an object which is in motion, and it's not on a makom; it's in motion in the air. But you're deflecting it into your hand. That would be a pu'ula of akira. That's a tremendous chiddush. But then we'd understand why Rav Yochanan, you know, is saying this, and we'd have to explain what is going on. But the Gemara felt, no, that's not even pshayach. Abin and akira me al gabe makom dalid veleka. Okay, we've solved the problem of shevi al tasa tekum va'ase. We have a maisa, but we're missing the conditions of akira. We don't have a makom. What, you know, again, the havamina, salka daitach. What direction, you know, if this would have been true, Rav Yochanan didn't know. I mean, like, you know, like, why would the Gemara offer such a half a min of kolat? The Gemara didn't know that we need a makom dalad al dalad, that we need a makom. So we could either view the yad in, as somewhat of a makom. Okay. 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 So then we'll have to understand. So, but over here, so why then does the Gemara ask, Kabina Akira me al gabi makom dalad veleka? What over here is the chisaron?
It wasn't resting.
That it wasn't resting, it came in Shemayim. The came in Shemayim that we already pointed out that he is involved in deflecting it. So he's doing a maise. Let's see what the answer is. Amar Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Huna gon shekolat me'al gabe kosel. That we have a makom. We have a makom. Namely, that we have a kosel. That the water is already is on a kosel. The water is on a kosel. The kosel is vertical, right? But so we have a vertical makom. Namely, his hand, in terms of the slapping act, that would be. What over here is the chisaron?
Not taking it from the makom.
You're not taking it from the makom, but rather moving to the kotel. Let's just, in other words, the Gemara is going to move. You know, all the way. We're going to see in a few minutes that the chiddush of Yochanan is that mayim al gabe mayim is considered to be a hanocha. Okay, but to fit that into the words. Of hichnis yado l'tol chotzer chavero v'kibel megishamim v'hotzi, to say they were dealing with mayim, he put his hand into a guma of water and took out the water, that's a little difficult. Tosafot Rush asks, t'mi'ali amai dochik lukma hachi she'en halashon mashmakein b'dinochat kibel megishamim lukma hachi. Why not set it up a little differently? G'gon she'kibel megishamim b'yado achat u'b'yado acheret l'kachan mitoch oso yad. The Ika Akira mi makom dalad. The yada shel adam chashuva kedalad al dalad. Namely, why don't, in other words, rather than moving from his hand to the wall, to a wall which is meshupa, to a guma, rather than moving in that direction, if they felt that the hand in motion somehow wasn't makom dalad, why not simply say that he gathered the rain in his hand, and in terms of the fact that hitino chavero, then he took his other hand, took the water from there, and that would be his akira, taking from a hand to a hand. So the and the Tosafos Rush continues. Veleka lemeimar the milsa pshita hi, milsa pshita hi. Namely, that would, it's obvious that would work. The tuva kamashmalan af agav dekvar osa akira veos akira lo chashiva akira ki akar hu biyado acheres mitoch yado chashiv akira. Namely, that we would have a chiddush over here. That we can have a secondary akira, v'yeshlomar de osa akira shnei lo chashiva akira ki demrinu la'el yado hapshuta l'rishus acheres lo nayecha v'lo shayach akira ela bedavar shehunach kodem. Namely, that what Tosa Rush appears to be saying is that act of slapping the water, even if he were to hold his hand, gather the water, take his other hand and take the water out, you'd have a real akira, but we'd be missing something as long as we're dealing with a hand. Because what hand is this? What hand is this? Where is he standing? He's standing in Rishus HaRabin. He's put his hand into Rishus HaYochid, and now he's going to bring his hand back out to the Rishus HaRabin. How do we view that hand that, according to Rashi, is the hand which is doing the ma'avar? Or according to Tosfos, the hand where his body is in one rishus and his hands is in another rishus. How did the Gemara call that hand? The Gemara said, "Gufo nayach, yado lo nayach." That's not going to help us. It's not going to help us when we're dealing with the hand which is doing the ha'avara, which is doing the act of the ha'avara. According to Rashi, even had that hand been in the same rishus as the body, and according to Tosfos that we saw over on Gimel Bet Aleph, that the moment that we're dealing with the body in one rishus and the yad in the other rishus, we view the yad going after the guf, and the yad has no independent existence, so there's no makom dalet al dalet. So what the Gemara was bothered, Habin and Akira me'abagabi makom dalet v'leka, namely we can't view this hand as the means of the makom Akira. The hand can't be the means. So we have to move over to a kotel. We have to move over to something connected to the ground. The problem is that the kotel halonach, namely that we always need two things for an Akira. We need a basis, we need a base, and we need stationary. It has to be nach. And so over here, even if we have a base, we don't have nach. We're dealing where it actually is partially nach. Again, we'll leave aside the Gemara over here that deals with the world of Sefer, but that's the makor that we have a concept of kosel meshupa. Emur de amar rava besefer de avid de nayach mayim mi avide de nayache, that the water on the kotel would not have the status of nach. El amar rava kagon shekolat me agabe guma, that we have a pool of water in the kotel. We have a kotel meshupa, a pool of water that's gathered in the kotel, and that water is nach. So then the question is pshita. What over here is the chiddush that we have that Rav Yochanan is teaching us? Mahu detema mayim agabi mayim lav hanochahi ka mashmalon. Ka mashmalon. Rashi says, lav mahu detema lav hainu hanachatan. Did to have akira so akira doha nayedeva azlu kamash malon hainu hanachatan veikaratan vakiratan akira. What is the chiddush that mayim al gabe mayim is considered to be a hanacha? What is the chiddush that mayim al gabe mayim is considered to be a hanacha? Let's maybe read one more line in the Gemara. As the Rava Lataime, the Marava Mayim Agabi Mayim Hainu Hanachasan. Egos Agabi Mayim Lav Hainu Hanachato.
Because Mayim Agabi Mayim is not resting. Only the bottom water is resting, I guess you could say. So maybe it's not a
Mokum. It's not a Mokum. You're speaking from two sides of your mouth. In other words, you're dealing with the chakira over here, which I think is a very, very powerful and important chakira. What over here is the difference between mayim agabe mayim and egos agabe mayim? What's the chisaro in an egos agabe mayim? Why do we say, everyone, Rava says, takes it for granted, egos agabe mayim, lav hainu hanachato. If you were to have a nut floating in a body of water, and you were to pick up the nut, that would not be called an akira on Shabbos. Because that egos is not in a situation that lends itself to an akira. What is the chisaron in the egos al gabei mayim? Every egos al gabei karka is mechuba to the karka.
Mayim is part of mayim. It's a difference.
No, but leave aside the mayim. That will come to in a minute. What over here is the chisaron by the egos, and then we'll see whether we can transfer. Yes. What? It's continuously moving. Halonach, right? The naidi. It's a situation of naidi. And then, so if we're saying egos agabe mayim is no good because it's naidi, then what? Then mayim agabe mayim, how have you solved your problem? So if the issue by the egos is that it's moving, so we say over here that mayim agabi mayim is not defined as moving. It's not defined as moving, for whatever that means. But what else could be the understanding of why egos agabi mayim is no good? Not because the egos is moving. Because the water is moving. But because the water is moving. Well, see, that's the phrase which is used in the Gemara Bava Metzia by the boat. When the Gemara asks, maybe a boat should be considered to be chatzar hamalechas, the Gemara says, no, the boat is not moving, the water is moving. So the problem could be that the egos may be stationary. The egos is sitting in one place, but the water underneath it is moving. So then, what? How have we solved anything with mayim al gabi mayim? That we view mayim al gabi mayim as being munach where? On the ground. And namely, this is what Gerelich said a minute ago, that we view all the water as one, and it's sitting on the ground. We'll see soon a Rishon that says this black and white, but this could be, namely, when Rava comes to tell us that mayim agabe mayim is considered to be munach, and egos agabe mayim is not considered to be munach, it can be understood from two perspectives. It can be understood from the perspective of, do we have over here, is the object that we're picking up, is this stationary or moving? That's one way of understanding it. Or it, in terms of what it's on. Namely, it may be stationary, but if the basis that it's on, if the base that it's on is moving, that's the chisaron. And then so the egos is clearly on the water. But water on water may be viewed as being on the ground. Those are two options, and we'll see these two options basically work their way through the entire sugya. Depending as to which option you're taking, you're going to come up with different conclusions. Let's look at the next. Okay, so that, I'm just pointing out, Rashi used the language mahu de tema. The havamina was lav hainu hanachasan de taviakira so akira de ha naidi va'azlu kamash malan. What's the kamash malan? The hainu hanachatan vikarata akiratan akira. Kamash malan, that it's not considered to be nach, or no, that it's considered to be nach al gabi karka as opposed to nach al gabi mayim. What over here is the distinction? Okay, let's look at boi rava. Egos bikli, v'kli tzaf al gabi mayim. Basar egos azlinan v'ha nayich, odilma basar kli azlinan v'ha lo nayich. Deny thee, teku. Okay, we have an egos in a kli on the water. We said mayim al gabi mayim is certainly hanacha. Egos al gabi mayim is certainly not hanacha. What is the issue when you have an egos in a kli al gabi mayim?
The
city is more nach on the kli. It's obvious. Do I don't care what happens to the kli when it comes to the egos. Or do I look at the kli as the egos is vis-a-vis the karka? Or in itself, is it? Do I look at the micro or the macro? Okay. So again, do we view it egos bikli, v'kli tzaf agabe hamayim? In other words, the issue over here is what is the issue that we're dealing with? What is the issue? If we're dealing with the issue of that in order for something to be a potential for Akira, it has to be stationary. So what over here is the issue? The egos in the Kli
is stationary.
But since the Kli is not stationary, does that affect the egos? And with the whole question is, in terms of whether we view this egos as being stationary or we view this egos as being moving. That's one direction. But if we want to understand that the issue was not whether the egos is stationary or not. The egos can be stationary, but that's not enough. We need a base which is stationary. What would be the question over here? What is the clue?
Is the mayim base or the kli the base?
Exactly. What over here is the base? How do we view the base? Do we view the base as the kli? And then everything is fine. The egos is on the kli. Or do we view the base as the water? And then we're missing the stationary base. And again, we pointed out water can be viewed as karaka when dealing with mayim al gabi mayim. When we're dealing with something else on the mayim, clearly the mayim is the base. But over here we have a question as to what has to be stationary. Or what is the basis? And the Gemara can be understood on two planes, and we'll see that that's a machokis rishonim. Okay, given the fact that we could, yeah.
Based on the first out of the hakira, the Gemara understands that water is fundamentally in motion. Why is that true? Meaning water is not fundamentally in motion. It's only relative to land.
Relative to land, water is constantly in motion.
Water, it's not. If I have a bowl of water on my table, it's not fundamentally in motion.
Let's not use the word motion. Water is not considered to be a meaningful base. In other words, that water would not be considered to be a meaningful makom. A makom would be defined as something that has a certain degree of stability, and the water, by its nature, doesn't have that degree of stability. Doesn't have the form. It's formless matter, as opposed to land, which is matter with form.
But it's totally on external factors. Meaning, if nothing externally happens to it, I know I'm going to the extreme, but if nothing externally happens to it, it does have form. It's totally stationary, unless there's vibration, unless there's wind, unless there's
water on top of water, and that we say is considered to be hainu hanachatan. So is the hainu hanachatan, again, because the hainu hanachatan is that we view the upper water as being stationary, or is the hainu, in other words, that only the lower water somehow would have that lack of form, but the upper would already be considered to be stationary, or hainu hanachatan, that all of the water is considered to be on the karka beneath it, that the basis over here isn't the water, but rather it's the karka underneath it. The questions are excellent. I'd like to come to where we'll see the nafkamina between these two approaches, and that's within Tosfos. Look over here at Tosfos. Egos al gabi mayim, lav hainu hanachato. Egos al gabi mayim, lav hainu hanachato. I just forgot, in other words, but it's the same thing. In other words, what I brought up earlier, the Tosfos Harosh, in terms of the issue of yad, that we can't bring yad into the picture over here as being a makom, because it's the wrong yad. It's the yad which is one rishus as opposed to about any other rishus, or the yad which is ma'avir. So the Me'iri says the same thing in the name of Talmidei Chachmei Hadorot. This the same concept that the yad in this situation can't be viewed as the makom. We have to search for a better makom. Okay, let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos was bothered, like almost all the Rishonim, by what appears to be a stira between our sugya and the Gemara Bava Metzia, that our sugya takes for granted that egos al gabi mayim lav hainu hanachato, that va'af agav da amrinam perakama da Bava Metzia sfina menach naicha umaya hu dekamam tilei, that we view the sfina on the water, we have an egos on the water, if you have a sfina on the water, that we view the sfina as being nach, and the water is moving. So over here, l'chor, the parallel would be that we should view the egos being nach, and the water is moving. Tosfos answers, l'gabe kinyan shiny, d'lo ikri chotzer mehaleches. De chotzer yalfinan miyad, v'yad nami ihu kamaski tuta v'kamam tila. However, by us, it's different. However, by us, it's different. Let's just, see what Tosfos is saying up to this point. The Gemara over there in Bava Metzia asks that we have a concept of yad, and we expand the concept of yad to include that you can make a kinyan not only in a yad, but also in a chotzer. So the Gemara asks, does that mean that if we have behema mahalechet, and I put kelim on that behema hamalechet, that the behema would be considered to be a chotzer? Gemara says, no, a chatzer malechet is not considered to be a chatzer. So then the Gemara asks, what if I put the fish onto a boat? Would that also be a problem of chatzer malechet? So the Gemara distinguishes between a behema and a boat. What is the distinction between the behema and the boat? Why a behema moving, if you put kelim on a behema which is moving, that's a chotzer hamahalechet. But when you put the kelim on a boat, that's not a problem. The Gemara says, because as opposed to the behema, sfina meinachnayacha, mayahu de kamamtila. What over here is Gemara telling us, when we want to define a chotzer, that we have a concept that a chotzer can serve as a means of a kinyan, this chotzer has to have a certain character. What character would break the nature of the chotzer, and what character would still allow it to be a chotzer? Yes?
Sfina has no mind of its own. It's only subject to external forces. The behema has a mind of its own.
Well, and because
to an extent,
And well, let's not deal with the mind of a behema, but rather what koach is in a behema which is missing from the sfina in the time
internal
of... Right. In other words, is there self-locomotion? Self-locomotion. That's the concept which is defined as a chotzer ha-mahalekas. A hand has no self-locomotion. A hand is part of a body. It can't go off on its own. The hand is the model of the chotzer. So anything which has self-locomotion cannot be a chotzer. Anything which does not have self-locomotion is not a chatzer, and therefore, in the world of a sfina, the sfina in the time of Chazal was something that wasn't able to move on its own. Either the currents of the water would pull it, or the wind would pull it, but it wouldn't go on its own. There's no self-locomotion. That would be a perfectly fine chatzer. Yes?
So today, when it's an engine that runs the boat...
So then it's like a behema hamahalechas, exactly, that today's boats that have engines... That's already, for the steamboat, if we'll go back to in history, the first boat with locomotion, I think, was the steamboat. So the steamboat, that...
Paddles.
What?
Paddles. Oh, they have galleys with people moving. They have galleys with oars with people moving it. That's
but that would be...
That's people with paddles at the back. The person has to run the engine, too.
But there's nothing built into the boat that allows a person is pulling the boat. In that situation, people are pulling the boat. There's no locomotion in the boat. People, and it might not be, you know, where the people jump into the water and they push the boat, or they're in the boat and they... The engine is part of the engine gives the boat self-locomotion.
It's not self-locomotion, because when you direct the boat with an engine, you still have to take the fact that the water is moving.
No.
So if you want to go to A and B on the road, you just drive the engine. If you want to get there in the water, you have to move. You have to take the count that the water is moving, and maybe you have to go a little bit this way if the water is moving that way. So you still
But that have, that's a technical question. Is
self-locomotion.
Self-locomotion means, you know, it's in the time of self-locomotion means that without taking into account other external forces, this can move on its own. Behema can move on its own. A sfina needs wind or water current in order to move it. But if the sfina would move even without wind or water current, then l'chora, you know, or a sfina needs people to push it. In other words, that's not called self-locomotion. A barge. A barge, in the time of Chazal, so there would be a canal, like the Erie Canal, and then you would have people on the sides pulling it. That's the equivalent of oars. That's, there's no room for the oars, so instead of the people pushing it, they pull it. That's not called self-locomotion. But if you don't need the people on the sides, if the boat has an engine and can move from place to place without water current, without wind current, without people, that's considered to be a proper chatzer. In other words, that l'chora, up to this point, that's the distinction between our sugya and chatzer mahalechas. Chatzer mahalechas, we have to give a certain status to a chatzer. We have a chatzer hamahalechas, which is no good, and a chatzer she'ena mahalechas, which is good. That status is given by the principle of self-locomotion or not. Our Gemara has nothing to do with self-locomotion or not. What do we need in our Gemara? We need a makom hanacha. We need a makom hanacha. We need a makom that would be munach. We don't have that in the egos al gabei mayim. But then Tosus continues, and he wants to explain our Gemara by bringing in l'chora something which is unnecessary. Tosus then continues and says, "Aval hacha mimishkan yalfinan v'sham lo haya mistama el kederach hamatzniyim chafatzim b'nei adam." That in the world of Hotza'ah, why do we need an akira from a makom? Because classically, items were stored in a makom, and we have to change the location of the item, and so we need a makom that would be the equivalent of kederach shematzniim chafatzim b'nei adam. We need over here this dumya de mishkan, and that's the chisaron in the world of egos al gabi mayim. People don't store nuts on water. People store nuts in a kli. People store nuts in a closet. They don't store nuts on water. Why does Tosis need this? What simply say that we need a hanacha. Here we're dealing in the world of a hanacha. We need something which is munach. And in the world, and over there, you need a chatzer, which is eina mahalachas. And these are two different worlds, that's all. Why does Tosis push in this direction? So Tosis explains himself by continuing. He continues and points out, Uboi egos v'kli, v'kli tzaf al gabei mayim, im hu derech kach lahatznia chafatzim olo. Af agav devadai lav munach domei. The Kaimelon Rochuv Kamahalech Domi. Here Tosfos pulls the rabbit out of the hat. This is what bothered Tosfos all along. That we have a principle of Rochuv Kamahalech. That when someone is riding on a horse or someone who's in a carriage, it's the equivalent of his walking. Namely, if your Rebbe is sitting in a carriage and he goes by you and you're sitting and learning, you should stand up for him the same way you would have stood up for him had he walked by. Rochuv kamahalech dami. However, the Gemara points out, Rochuv kamahalech dami has consequences in the world of Shabbos, not only in the world of Kibud Rav. Ube reish perek basra, mashma nami diim nosan al adam kishuhu mahalech, delo choshiv hanacha. That if when a person is walking, you were to put something on his shoulder, that's not considered to be a hanacha. The kamer menicho aleha kishehi humahaleches, venota mimena kishe, menicho aleha kishehi mahaleches, venota himena kishehi omedet. That's a lack of an akira and a hanacha. That we don't have over here the right circumstances to allow for the malacha of Hotza'ah. And therefore, Tosfos was bothered. That we have in our Gemara a situation of an egos, which is in a kli, al-gabei mayim. And this is a question in the Gemara, what is the status of this situation? But, l'chora, we have a person who is mahalach. He's like the Mayim, correct? And we put on this person a kli. We have a person who is mahalach. Egos bekli kli tzaf al gabei mayim. And the Gemara wants to compare this to the world. Im nosein al adam kishehu mahalech delo chashiv hanach. Okay, let's start.
He's comparing.
Yes, okay. We have in our Gemara a kli al gabei mayim. We have in our Gemara a kli al gabei mayim. Or an egos al gabei mayim. This, our Gemara tells us, is definitely not considered to be munach. Correct? Definitely not considered to be munach. The Gemara then asks, what if we were to put an egos into this kli, what would be its standing? Let's move over to the parallel case over here by the person. When the person is walking, when he's in motion, he's like the kli al gabei hamayim, which is in motion. The kli al gabei hamayim is in motion, and the person is in motion. When you put an egos on this person, so this is definitely not a hanocha. When you put an egos into this kli, which is in motion, is a teiku in our Gemara.
This is both l'gabei Shabbos.
And we're both l'gabei Shabbos. This is what bothered Tosfos. In other words, that l'chora, our Gemara has a parallel. A person who is walking is like a kli al-gabei mayim. The kli al-gabei mayim is not stationary. The person who is walking is not stationary. The person who is walking who is not stationary. Similarly, I should make this a little. This person, is Rachuv. Right? This person is Rachuv. He's on an animal. Okay. This person is Rachuv on the animal. This person who is Rachuv, it's like he's walking. So he is like the Kli al Gabei Mayim. Let's say the animal and the water, they're both moving. So the Kli al Gabei Mayim is not considered to be a Hanocha. The person who is Rachuv on the Behema is not considered to be Munach. To put something on this person, the Gemara says, is not a Hanocha. It's not a Hanocha, it's not a Nakira. This doesn't work in the world of Shabbos, because if the Behema is moving, then the person is moving, then everything is moving. So why does the Gemara by us have a teiku when you put an egos into a kli on the water? L'chora, these are parallel situations.
It seems to be not parallel, because putting the tefitz on the person seems to me to be similar to putting the boat on the water, or the not on the water.
That's why I put the animal here. We're dealing with Rachuv. And Tosa says we have a Gemara that Rachuv is kemahalech. Okay, so Rachuv. So the behema's moving is like the water's moving. The person sitting on the behema is like the kli al gabei mayim. So far, so good. Egos al gabei mayim is not munach. Rachuv kemahalech. He's not munach. So far, right? And that's why he brings in Rachuv. He brings in Rachuv in order to set up a situation where we have a parallelism, where you have a base which is moving. You have over here the behema which is moving. You have the kli on top of the water has the status of the water. It's not moving. The person has the status of the behema, rachuv kemahalech. This person is also not stationary. And then we put something on him. So here we say that's not stationary. And here we have a teiku. How can that be? So here Tosfos introduced this concept of dumya de mishkan. Dumya de mishkan. How people watch their chafatzim. To put something on a person who is rachuv, this is certainly not the matter in which people are matznia their chafatzim, and therefore this is definitely, in the world of Shabbos, not considered to be a point of departure or a point of destination in terms of the world of hotzah. It's not b'makom shematzniim ba'adav. However, over here, this is a question. This is a question. People don't generally put kelim on water, but if you have already a kli on the water, would you put something into that? Would that be a destination? That's the abaya that Tosfos raises. That's why Tosfos says that uboi egos bekli the kli tzaf agabe mayim imhu kederach kach lahatznia chafatzim olo afal vaday delav munach dami dekaimel and rochuv kemahalech dami. Namely, if we're going to ask the question, is this munach? So we see that it's not munach, but our question can't be, is this munach or not munach? It has to go beyond that. That's why Tosfos brings in, you need the dumya de mishkan. Gamar yinich shemalachas v'notel yimeno kishi yomedes, amrina nami bahamotzi, he quotes also by the Dio, that the avalim shafach kliyacher lo chashiv hanocha keven shuhu mahalech. Namely, that we have over here, according to Tosfos, three different issues. We have the issue of defining a chatzar mahaleches. And then we have the issue of defining munach. And then we have the issue of defining the do we have over here a nekudat motza? Do we have over here a departure point for the meleches hotzah? So to define a chatzir mahaleches, we say that depends. Do we have self-locomotion or not? So in that respect, a sfina is not a chatzir mahaleches. A behema is a chatzir mahaleches. That's clear. That's that gemara. In terms of whether something is considered to be in motion or stationary, whether it's considered to be munach, so we have a Gemara that Rochuv is ke Mahalech. Mahalech is not Munach. Rochuv is not Munach. Anything put on the Rochuv is not Munach. In other words, that in terms of being Munach, Munach means that we need, something has to be stationary. It's not a question of self-locomotion. Something has to be stationary when it's in motion, due to, in other words, to exclude. You want to exclude. Mahalech is not stationary. Rochuv is not stationary. Something Agave Mayim is not stationary. Kli Agave Mayim is not stationary. These are all not stationary. But our question is, how do we define a Nekudat Motzah in terms of Hotza'ah? That is not defined necessarily by being stationary. That's defined by the way that people are matzniya items. And so this is totally in derech hatzna'ah, the way that people define. And so every case is different. So Tosus works backwards. When the Gemara tells us that egos al gabe mayim is not a nekudat motzah for hotzah, that's not the way that people watch items. The Gemara has a question. What if you put an egos into a kli al gabe mayim? That already is a teku. That's already a question. Maybe yes, maybe no. Namely, the Tosus brings in this whole concept of Dumya de Mishkan in order to be able to deal with the problem of Rochuv Ka'om, of Rochuv Ka'mahalech. That's why Tosus brings it in. Yes?
Why is Tosus said, when he talks about Dumya de Mishkan and about Ragil, why is it, with Dumya de Mishkan, I understand, you have to see it, was it in the Mishkan, was it in the Mishkan? Why does that translate as Ragil and Sneha? Those two different things.
No, in other words, do me the Mishkan Yelfinan. In other words, that items were brought to the Mishkan from people's tents. And we're saying that anytime you bring an item that you normally, items that were brought to the Mishkan were items that people watched over. And they kept them in their tents. So the way that they would have taken them from their tents and taken them to the Mikdash, that would be the world of Hotza'ah from their Rishut HaYachid, where this object was. It would be the Ne'akar. You'd have the Akira within the tent, but the Akira would be from wherever they kept these items. So the Tchelet and the Argaman, v'chule, they were kept the way people normally watched them.
No, but the normal way to be Matzliya, that sounds like, you know, we know the way the malacha is done. Then we say, was he miskaven or wasn't he miskaven? Yeah, that seems to.
Yeah, I understand. Tosos painted himself into a corner, and this is the way he tried to get out of the corner. But the other Rishonim weren't bothered by this. If we look at this. Yes?
So, according to Tosos, if the guy's riding on a horse has a purse or a bag, and you put the chafetz in the bag, which is the way people do store things, then according to Tosos, it would seem that it would be considered.
Yitachen. Fine. But that's already one step beyond. Namely, that's not, you know, it's our parallelism.
More that does give a case
is that the animal is like the water, and the person is like the kli, and then the egos is going onto the person. That's here we have an abaya, and here we say that this egos would not be in munach. So as it says, these are two different issues. Munach means you require something to be stationary. This is not stationary. in terms of Nikudas Motza, the Melechas Hotza'a, there we can move over to the world of the Derech Hatzna'a.
So he doesn't need stationary.
Right.
He just needs to
deliver. Derech Hatzna'a. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, if you look in the Ravid takes everything, the Ravid over Bab Metzia takes everything to a different plane. The Zelashon HaRavid, Amar Lehu Sfina Menach Nayecha Umayahu Dekamam Tilei. So he was bothered by Tosis' original question, Amar Rava Masecha Shabbos Pshitli Mayim Agabi Mayim Hainu Hanachatam. Lema Nami Egoz Menach Nayecha Umayah Kamam Tilei. Why don't we compare the Egoz Agabi Mayim to the Sfina Agabi Mayim? That just as the Sfina we view as stationary and the water is moving, let's say the Egoz is stationary and the water is moving. V'tartzinan hocha l'gabei chotzer mehalechasi kol hecha delosagya minafsha, as long as there's no self-locomotion, lav mehalechasi. Hilkoch sfina v'kalata, therefore the sfina or the basket that the woman is carrying, lav minafshayu nayideh, they have no self-locomotion. So far, so good. In other words, that's exactly like Tosos. But then he continues, aval gabei shabbos hanocha mamosh be'inan, the ilu kayeme ba'avir, kevan shi aravan haruach v'lo hinichan lanuach v'hotzi'an echad misham rachutz eino chayev. The Ravid says that in the world of Shabbos we need hanacha mamash. We need hanacha mamash. Hanacha mamash, the Ravid says, if let's say something was to be held by the wind at a certain point in the air and be totally stationary, and someone were to take it from there, would that be hanacha mamash? Says, no, it would not be. Eino chayev. The hanacha al gabe mashehu mihat be'inan. Umaya ka'avira ba'alma damu. Velo have nayida mamash kapdinan. Ela mishum dehave ka'avira ba'alma. This is answering Yoni's question in terms of the nature of water. In other words, Tosa said that munach in the world of Shabbos means stationary. The Ravid says, no. Munach in the world of Shabbos means munach al gabe mashehu. As opposed to avir and mayim, that here the chisaron is not whether the egos is moving or not. That's what bothered Tosos. Is the egos moving? The egos on the water is moving. That's why it's not nach. It's not stationary because it's moving on the water. The kli on the water is moving. According to the Ravid, we're not concerned with the movement of the kli. Even if the kli were to be stationary, it wouldn't be munach. Munach means to be on a base, to be on a surface that has form. Air doesn't have form. Water doesn't have form. The chisaron of egos al gabi mayim is that it's not munach al gabi mashehu. It's as though it's stationary in the air. Stationary is not enough. According to Tosas, munach means stationary. And therefore Tosas was bothered with all sorts of steerers that had to come on to derech hatzna'ah. The Ravid wasn't bothered by anything. You need munach al gabi mashehu, when this over here is not a mashehu. That's our chisaron over here. Mayim ka'avira ba'almadam, elo havi nayida mamash kapdina. We're not concerned with whether it's stationary or moving. Elo havi ka'avira ba'alma, but we're concerned, do we have over here a base? De ha'hadari boy l'rava, egos b'kli v'kli tzaf agabi mayim mahu. Basar egos azlinan v'ha nayich. Kloma hare eno omeid ba'avir. Umahanyale hahu hanacha, odima basar kli azlinan v'hakol ba'avir. This is exactly what we pointed out, that when we spoke about egos v'kli, kli agabe mayim, there are two ways of understanding it. One way is, do we say that the egos is in the kli and therefore it's stationary? Or do we say that the egos, that the kli is on the mayim and therefore the egos is not stationary? That's the way Tosos learned. The question is one of stationary or not stationary. And then Tosas came up with a stira from the Gemara of Rochav Kamahalech. Tosas had to add in a new criteria of the way people put things. Right? Because stationary is not going to help us. We're going to have a stira. Says the Ravid, the question isn't whether it's stationary or not. The question is do we have the right base? Do we have a base which is al-gabei mashehu? Do we have munach al-gabei mashehu? So when an egos is on water, it's not al-gabei mashehu. When an egos is on a kli and the kli is agabe water, then our question is, do we view the egos kape the kli and it's agabe mashuhu? Or do we say no, that the kli is on the water and the kli is not agabe mashuhu? That we're concerned with the base, we're not concerned with the nach or the not nach. In other words, that the difference between the Raivit and Tosvos is how they understand the whole issue of our Gemara. What's the whole problem of something being Agabe Mayim? Is it that it's moving? Do we view it that whatever is Agabe Mayim is always that it's moving? Or no, from the, like the language in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, the Sfina is not moving, the water is moving. That the water is not a base. That's the issue is we view the water as a meaningful base. So our Gemara is telling us that water is like air. It's not a meaningful base. So egos al gabe mayim is certainly no good. Kli al gabe mayim is certainly no good. In terms of mayim al gabe mayim, what are we saying? Mayim al gabe mayim? The karka is the base. The karka is the base. This is the Rambam. If, yeah?
So according to the Raivit, unless our world couldn't be like Rabbi Akiva. If you compare water to Rabbi Akiva, it seems to hold that the other was a Fatah Nachadami. So according to
100%,
how does it fit in?
Rabbi Akiva held you don't need a base.
Right.
That's Rabbi Akiva Shita, you don't need a base. That's the whole Chiddush. And therefore we thought that maybe our Gemara, we spoke about Yad, maybe the reason Yad works is you don't need a base. Right? Rabbi Akiva doesn't need a base. Kluta Kamisha Huncha. But Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva. They say you need a base. And once you need a base, that base has to be a mashahu. And a mayim is not considered to be a mashahu. So
this Gemara could still be Rabbi Akiva.
Correct, correct. So, what? Someone who is walking. Someone who is. Sorry.
Tosfos claims that he has gemaras that say that at tzar hanocha.
Well, that's because it's riding. The riding is kavur.
No, walking.
Well, walking, Rava says it's still called. Rava says if it can move on its own, and even if it stops, it's still considered kavur.
No, not talking about over here. The question of
Shabbos.
In terms of Shabbos, what would the Ravid do with? So that in other words, the Ravid over here. Well, just let me point out where the Rambam is. The Rambam over here in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalid quotes our Gemara and says that Haya Kli. Okay. Haya omed b'achas b'shtei rishuyos, poshat yodo l'rishu shniya, v'natal misham mayim, me'algabe guma malaya mayim, hotzian chayav, shehamayin kulan ki'ilu heimunachin al ha'aretz. The whole issue is whether we have a hanocha algabe mashahu. And over here we view the mayim as being nach al ha'aretz. Avalim haya kli tzaf algabe ha'mayim, u'peros betoch ha'kli, u'poshat yodo l'kach ben ha'peros, v'hotzi potter, harei lo nochu ha'peros algabe ha'aretz. Nimshe shelo akar mi al gabi makom arba'a. Ve'ein tzarech lomar hayu peros tofen al gabi hamayim v'hotziyem hu pater, because we don't have that basis. We don't have that makom hanacha. Water is not considered to be a makom. Water is not considered to be a makom hanacha. In terms of Yosef's question, there is on the side of our Tosos, a Keta from Tosos Yeshanim, which answers Tosos' question without getting involved at all in the issue of Derech Hamatzniyim, like Tosos did, because he points out Nira di Mahalech Ka'omei Dami. That line is unclear. Ukli biyado uba echad v'sam bakli dami lemeniach egos bikli v'kli tzaf agabe mayim. Aval rochev omeniach al gabe adam dami leegos al gabe mayim. Namely, what see what Tosos did is he dealt with stationary or not stationary. The issue of the water is that water is not stationary. So he compared the water to the behema, then the kli is like the adam, and then the egos is like something being put on the person who is rochev. But according to Tosus Yeshanim, Tosus Yeshanim is, this is not what I'm saying over here, at this point move over to the Rav, in the Hare Kedem, the Rav says, our Ravid that we saw in Bava Metzia, that's this Tosus Yeshanim, that the water is like the person. The water is, the issue of the water is that it's not considered to be a agabe mashahu, because it's not considered to be agabe mashahu. And so over here, this person who is rochev is like the water. The kli being put on here is like the object being put on the person. Namely, the kli is also not on a basis. It's on water. It's on that which is not a mashahu. This person is not a mashahu, because even though he is a person, but again, the motion itself will break the munach agave mashahu. Namely, that according to Ravid and Tosis Yeshanim, we have the issue of munach, but munach over here means it's not a base. A person who is walking is not a base. A person who is riding, he is not the base. He's riding, he's not the base. We don't have munach agave mashu. Namely, the chisaron of agave mashu could be the lack of form. The chisaron of agave mashu could be that the mashu is moving. But the object on top of it is not a question of whether that object is stationary or not. Yitachen that a boat is stationary even if the water is moving. That's what we see in the world of Chatzar Maleches. You can have stationary without moving, even though the water is moving. The water is moving, and the boat is considered to be stationary. The issue over here is not whether it's stationary or not. The issue, when you put something on someone's shoulder, the object is stationary. That's not the issue. The issue is that he is not considered to be munach agabe mashu. We don't have the right basis. We don't have the right basis. Okay, so we have over here then, on one hand we have the Ravid, and we have Tosos Yeshanim, and we have the Rambam. They all deal with the issue of the base. And then they don't have to bring in anything at all in terms of Derech HaMatzniyim. There's no stira to the sugya of Rochev Kamahalech. There's no problem with the world of Chatzar Maleches. We don't have to bring in this whole criteria. This was brought in by Tosos, because Tosos defined Munach as being stationary. And Tosos understood from the Gemara of Rochev Ka'omed that the person is not stationary, the object is not stationary, and so over here, why do we have a question as to whether the egos is stationary, if here it's vaday not stationary? The Tosis Yeshanim and the Ravid say, no, the issue is not being stationary or not. The issue is, do we have a base which is a meaningful base? The base can be mufka by not being, if the base is not stationary, if the base is moving, or if the base is not considered to be davar sheyesh bo mamash. Per se, mayim per se is davar she'ein bo mamash. A person sometimes will be a base when he's standing still, sometimes won't be a base when he's moving. Mayim, even if it's standing still, like Yoni pointed out, is not viewed as a base. It's like water. It's like air. I'm sorry. It's as though the object may be stationary, but it's not on a base. So these then are the two approaches with which we can approach our sugya. In the Hare Kedem, the Rav is quoted just with one Mara Makom that I didn't give you, and with that we'll see. So if you just move to the back of your Gemaras, there is the Chidushim and the Hagos of the Rashash. The Rashash and our Sugya, the fame of days, was bothered that with Chora we have a stira to our sugya from a Gemara in Nazir. Boy Rava egos bekli vekli tzaf al hamayim v'chulei. So the Rasha says kahai gavna bin Nazir va'ayein mashe kosafti shav. Okay, so I'll just explain to you over there what it says in the Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara in Nazir speaks about a sheretz which is in a kli. And this kli is al gabe mayim. And we have a rule that Safek Tuma, the Rishus Hayachid, is Tame. Safek Tuma, the Rishus Hayachid is Tame, Safek Tuma, the Rishus Rabbim is Tahar. But there are all sorts of conditions in order for there to be a Safek Tuma, the Rishus Hayachid, that it's Tame. One of those conditions is that it has to be Nach. It has to be stationary. And so over there, the Gemara says that if you have a sheretz and a kli on water, let's say there's in someone's backyard, there's a swimming pool, and there is a life raft, lifesaver in the swimming pool, and there's a sheretz on top, a dead sheretz on top of the lifesaver, and you went swimming. You don't know whether you touched this dead sheretz or not. So the Gemara says over there that saf, that if we have the sheretz betoch hakli al gabei mayim, that this is considered to be safek tuma birishus hayachid. This is considered to be nach. And our Gemara says that when you have an egos in a kli on water, we have a teku. We have a safek as to it's nach. And the Rambam paskins, when we have it such a teku, putter. You're putter. This is not considered to be a hanocha in terms of Shabbos. Why then would it be considered to be nach in terms of tuma? So the Rashash says, because of Tosfos. Namely, that the world of Shabbos is a world of Kedera Hamatzniyim, and that's a unique issue in Shabbos. But Pachol HaTorah Kula, it's stationary. Stationary is Nach, that's all that you need. In other words, that we distinguish between, that's like Tosfos do, we distinguish between Kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbos. Shabbos is unique, we have this din of Kedera Hamatzniyim. And he says, kind of, that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam never spoke about Kedera Hamatzniyim, never spoke about anything. What would you say according to the Rav? What would according to the Raivad, according to Tosis Yeshanim, and the Rav, how would they distinguish between the world of Tuma and the world of Shabbos? What does Nach mean in the world of Tuma, and what does Nach mean in the world of Shabbos?
You don't need a Makom by
it? Nachon. In the world of Tuma, all you need is that it be stationary. You don't need, there's no din of Makom. The din of Makom, Dalad al Dalad, this is a din within the world of Hotzah. Our whole chisaron in this situation is that we view this like it's in the air. It's on, you know, mayim. You need munach agabei mashehu. That's unique Shabbos halacha. Munach agabei mashehu. But in the world of tuma, you don't need munach agabei mashehu. Namely, that we can distinguish between different realms. We don't have to come on to dumya de mishkan that it's totally in derech hamatzniyim v'chule. Tosis had to come on to that because he viewed that the issue in Shabbos is. Is this not stationary? Is this kli stationary? That was the issue. So then, in other words, we find that it's stationary by roch of ka'omet, or it's not stationary, we have a stira. So we have to come on to a different principle. But according to the Raivad, he says, no. Even stationary, that won't help us in terms of Shabbos. Something can be stationary in the air, and that's not considered to be enough to be an oker. You need stationary al-gabei mashuhu. And our whole chisaron over here is how do we view mayim? Mayim we view like avir. It's not agabe mashehu. That's our issue. And so this has nothing to do with the world of tuma. That's what the Rav points out. That's what he adds in the Shari, in the Hare Kedem. Okay, I think that's what we have over here in terms of this sugya. Pretty much, yeah. Okay, what we're left with on the page of Mar Makomos I already gave you is the third statement of Rav Avin Amar Vilei Amar Rav Yochanan, where we're going to have to move into defining the world of Ma'avir. What's considered to be moving something Arba Amos Birishus Harabim? What are the conditions needed for the Akira, for the Hanacha, in terms of Machshava V'chulei? That takes us down to the two dots. And I printed up Mar Makomos for the next sugya as well. The next sugya after that, that begins with Tanu Rabbanon, moves over into the world of Ben Azai, of Mahalech Ka'omed, that we already discussed to a certain degree when we dealt with Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kamisha Hunfa. So if you've already finished the Mar Makomos that I gave you, you can move on to the next set. In other words, where we'll get to on Yom Rishon, I hope we'll move into Mahalech Ka'omed. I'd like to deal with the concept of Ma'avir and move into Mahalech Ka'omed if I can.